What Moses desired, please show me your glory, to which God answers, you cannot see my face, for man shall not see me and live. While my glory passes by, I will put you in the cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you will see my back, but my face shall not be seen. What Moses desired, and at best received but a part, the Canaanite woman received completely. What the great spiritual leader wanted, the Canaanite woman actually got. The Canaanite woman beheld the face of God face to face, and she did so when she encountered Jesus. And what is more, her daughter was healed instantly. It is the juxtaposition of the Old Testament lesson and the Holy Gospel that caught me. Of all people who should have the opportunity to see God face to face, it seems to me somebody like Moses ought to have that honor. And of all people who maybe shouldn't see God, it seems to me that a Canaanite woman? I mean, after all, please forgive me for such elitism, but of course, if I really wanted to be forgiven, I wouldn't be talking to you this way. But shouldn't the really good things be confined to the really great disciples? Folks like the disciples, clergy, theological faculty, seminarians, EIIT students, deaconesses. Do you ever get the sense that you're kind of special? You who are faculty, clergy, seminarians, EIIT students, deaconesses, spouses of clergy-to-be, spouses of clergy. You ever get the sense that you're actually special in some way and deserving of something special from God, as in this case, to see the face of God? Just a little epiphany might do it. We ought to. I have beheld the face of God. What a line that would be in your placement interviews. The Canaanite woman, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. She came and knelt before him, saying, Lord, help me. And he answered, it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. She said, yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered her, O woman, great is your faith, be it done for you as you desire. So it is. Our arrogance is pushed aside. Our specialness is cast away. Our caste, clergy, theological faculty, seminarian, EIIT student, deaconess, relative of all, any of those, and every other caste, a vocational label is shredded. As dogs, we come. As beggars for crumbs, we come. As pleaders for mercy, we come. As kneelers before him, we come. As speakers of the simple words, Lord, help me, we come. As imitators of the exemplar Canaanite woman, we come. Led by God's Holy Spirit, we come. And like the Canaanite woman, we do behold the face of God in the person of Christ and in Word and Eucharist. It is a most amazing and full of grace thing. That which we are unworthy to see or feel or gain or receive, we actually see, feel, gain, and get God's wonderful, loving, and gracious presence face to face. It is the most unlikely of scenarios, but it is truly that happens, that happens. Be it done for you as you desire. The presence of God, the love of Christ, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and truth and mercy and healing and love. Amen.